We're talking the Ultimate Fighter reality show today on MMA Rated Radio, and we're coming off of one of the best episodes in the show's history. Of course, it's a pleasure to be joined by Luke Zachridge. He's coming off a disappointing loss to Dan Kramer last night, in which both men showed a ton of heart and determination. What's going on, Luke?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Great to be talking with you, man. And last night, you finally got to see your loss to Kramer. I'm sure this was a couple of months after the actual fight took place. What were you thinking when you're actually watching a fight? I'm sure the first time in your career sort of on this delay, and you know that you're going to lose, and you have to sort of stomach that the whole disappointment all over again.
Yeah, you know, I really I wish they could have separated this episode from, you know, Matt Brown and Jeremy Mace fought last night, and I'm sure, as you all know, Matt is a teammate of mine in Cincinnati. So, you know, it's kind of tough. It was one of those bittersweet episodes to be able to watch one of my buddies go out there and win a fight like that, and then to only be, you know, have my emotions drop down to a low level after watching myself fight. So, you know, it was tough. I really, I wish they would have shown it at different times. Hey, you know, you can't do anything about it. I knew I lost the fight, and it was one of those things where I was excited to watch it just so I could kind of go back and dissect the game and see what I did right and what I did wrong and, you know, where I can improve from that fight.
As someone watching the show, I couldn't help but sort of feel bad for you in the sense that, you know, let's say Jeremy May, he lost last night. But still now people know a lot about him. He was involved in this whole build-up to the fight with Matt Brown. But your fight just came in at the end of the episode. There wasn't a lot of build-up, not a lot of heat built up between you and your opponent, Dan Kramer. And then now you lose and you sort of get pushed away to, you know, to the side because you're not an active competitor on the show. Is that disappointing for you to see now how the whole thing was sort of built up?
You know, going into the show, I thought I didn't know what to expect. You know, I thought I'd get a little bit more camera time than I have up until this point. But, you know, one of the biggest things is at this point, I really don't care anymore. I haven't got much camera time up until this point, and I guess I don't really expect to get much after my fight either. That's just kind of my personality. You know, I wasn't built for reality TV, and that's probably why they threw my fight on there. So, you know, like I said, I'm not a big trash talker. You know, I didn't get involved in too much drama in the house and all that stuff. So, you know, you just have to roll with what's given, and, you know, it's kind of what I'm doing.
So everyone, I'm sure, gets the same amount of interview time and all that, and then you just find out, like all of us, if you make the shows, right? Like, you're just sitting there watching these things for the first time at the same time as we are on Spike, correct?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I get them. I write a blog weekly, so I get the episodes a couple days in advance. But yeah, pretty much I watch them about the same time you guys do. I didn't see this months ago or anything like that.
Okay, and how long did your fight come after the Matt Brown fight? Was it as quick as how it seemed on the show?
That fight, my fight, was 3 days after Matt's.
Oh, wow. So there had to have been some build-up, you know, some stuff shot between. Like, when you knew that you were fighting, you didn't think that it was going to be on the same episode as another fight, right?
No, I had no idea. You know, they do that. Sometimes they'll throw in a couple fights. I wasn't sure if mine was going to be one of those. But, you know, whatever. You can't, you know, it's a part of the whole reality TV. You have no idea how they're going to turn it out. You know, I do have to say things have been portrayed a little bit different so far this season than what's really happened. But, you know, that's a lot of the behind-the-doors closed confessionals where nobody knows what anybody's talking about. So,
What do you mean more specifically, though? Like, how have things been portrayed differently in your mind?
Really, you know, they haven't shown a lot of the training aspects of it this far. You know, Jeremy May's gotten a lot of TV time, which I was really surprised on. You know, just little things like that. I was really shocked to hear a couple guys talk about me being the weakest link on one of the first episodes. You know, all that stuff. You know, they didn't really show reasons behind the teams being picked they were and all that stuff. So, you know, I don't know. I just kind of have a sour taste in my mouth for the whole season as of right now, I guess you can call it.
So that said, do you regret your decision to go on the show?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what people don't understand about going on the show is it's completely, it's not what you expect. You know, people don't, all the guys that have fought so far, nobody's shown their true potential. I definitely didn't show potential, but, you know, you get thrown under the fire, man. You know, you don't know when you're going to be fighting. You have to train hard because, you know, you don't want to be missing out on workouts, but you don't know if you're fighting in 3 weeks or in 2 days. You have no idea what's going on. So, You know, it was an experience. It was a good one. I don't know if I would ever do it again or not. But you know, you gain a lot of great experience and, you know, a lot of bad experiences while you're on the show too.
All right, well, let's actually talk about the fight itself. And like I said, a great war between you two guys. Unfortunately, you came out on the losing end. The big thing, obviously, seemed to be the conditioning. Both of you guys seemed really tired, especially in the second round. Were you surprised by how much that first round took out of you? And then leading into the second, it seemed like almost you really had nothing left.
Oh, obviously, and it showed. And that's the thing that it just makes me sick every single time I watch that. And, you know, and I've got to talk about this with people. You know, that was my 12th fight that I've had. And, you know, I've never, ever felt like that before in my entire life. Like, the biggest thing that I pride myself on in my training is my conditioning. And to see me, out of anybody, go out like that and get so freaking gassed, you know, it was the circumstances of, you know, being in the house, being, you know, fighting in the UFC, you know, the training that our team had. It's tough for me to deal with. It still is right now. So I don't even know what to say about it, to tell you the truth.
I don't think there's any sort of weakness shown by saying that, you know, the sort of buildup and the environment that you're in kind of gets to a fighter, because this is the first time fighting sort of under the big lights. You know it's going to be on television. Was that the case with you, you know, having Dana there? You have Rampage, Forrest watching you guys. Did it maybe burn you out?
No? To tell you know what, I don't think that's what burned me out at all, because honestly, it's the environment where they hold the fights. I mean, you're in a small little warehouse, and, you know, there might be 15 people watching the fight, 15, 20 people in there watching the fights. And it's one of those things where I walked in there and I felt awesome. I felt like, you know, I was less nervous for any fight that I'd ever had. I wasn't nervous. I didn't care that I had Forrest standing behind me. I didn't care that Rampage was across the ring. It really didn't matter to me. And for some reason, I did not get affected by the whole thing, you know, looking down and seeing the UFC on my gloves. I never got affected by that. I think what I had such a hard time with was, you know, Dan came out and fought exactly how we didn't expect him to. And, you know, he pushed a real hard pace. I think a combination between that and just, you know, the rigorous training that we had built up to that point, I think, you know, it burned me out. You know, Dan came at me like a bull the whole entire time. He never let up. And, you know, I'm still young in the sport, and I've got some things to work out in my game. And, you know, one of those things is I need to stop getting in brawling matches with people. When they come at me and they punch me, I feel like I've got to hit them back 10 times harder and come at them just as hard as they came at me.
It's interesting that you mentioned the training. We heard some of the other fighters on Team Forrest that maybe he pushed you a little too hard, and then by the time you got to the fight itself, you might have peaked already and were kind of coming down, and you guys were, you know, as opposed to Rampage, where it seemed as though his workouts were a little lighter. Did you think that was the case as well?
You know, and I'm not trying to make excuses or anything like that, because I feel like Dan really, if Dan would have laid off me and let me pick my shots and we would have had more of a strategic fight, I feel like I still could have made it through the fight. But, you know, if you look at every single guy that's fought on Team Forrest besides Jesse Taylor, I mean, he even threw up after his fight, but that was like 3 days after we'd been there. So he didn't have really the strenuous training building up to his fight that we did. But if you look at Dante, look at Matt Brown, those guys are 10 times better fighters than that. Matt's a very aggressive guy. Dante's, you know, he's a go-getter when he fights. And, you know, all of us have looked flat up until this point. So maybe it does have something to do with it.
Was there a part of you that felt that because you were picked last, that you really, really wanted to show it to everyone? I mean, because there's always a stigma, especially when you're like a young kid in high school. No one likes to get picked last. That was like an added, I'm not trying to, an excuse, but did that come into your mind going into the fight, that you really wanted to prove to people that you weren't, you know, you were better than what they had originally thought?
Oh, from day one, that's one of those things that really, it really bugged me. And, you know, they didn't show it on TV, but I was one of the only guys that had spent I spent that whole day of the first fights in the hospital. I had to get x-rays on my hand and get my lip stitched up. And, you know, my hand was swollen. I didn't end up being broken, but the coaches knew that I was injured, and, you know, I couldn't make a fist or anything. So I think that played a big role in me being picked in the spot that I was. So I did want to go out there and prove to everybody. And, you know, the first fight that I said that I wanted to fight CB just because he was picked first on their team, and I thought that would be a good way for me to go out there and prove myself.
Yeah, that would have been awesome. Obviously, unfortunately, things didn't really work out. Let me just ask you, I know that you guys can't talk about the future and everything, but can we expect you to be in the UFC, you know, maybe on the finale or beyond, or is that still up in the air?
I know what's going on, but we were asked not to talk about it. So okay. I know Matt Riddle came out there the first week and had told some people what was going on.
Yes.
But yeah, we were asked not to talk about it. I wish I could tell you, but yeah, one way or another, I'm around still. I'm not gone.
All right. Well, we look forward to watching you for many years to come. Great fight. Obviously, of course, we'd like to see you on the winning end, you know, the next time out. Thanks a lot for the time, and best of luck in the rest of your career.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.